Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
How to change your life. It's very simple, but it's not easy. It's very simple, but it's not easy. And when God asked me this to speak on this, I'm going to tell you how to change your life. It's just summed up in one word. Anybody? That one word. I'm reminded of what keep God busy, no matter how hard you try. The more you give, the more He gives to you. And I close this article with my famous last words. Be good. And all that you do, be good. Be good, be blessed, but most of all, be a blessing to someone. That's great, dear Lord. But I wrote that article, and so I'm talking about how to change your life. Two perspectives from the unbeliever and the believer. Because we have to understand that God Himself is a giver. And when we understand that God is a giver, then we can understand how we can get more and how we can have our lives changed by being like our Father and giving. I want to start off with John 3:16. We all know that one, right? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God Himself gave something that was very dear, very valuable to Him. Why did He do it? Because He understood that by giving His Son, He would give more sons and more daughters. He understood the aspect of giving to reconcile people back to Him. So He gave His only begotten Son as an example. Matthew 7, beginning at verse 7. To ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. But I like this when it goes down to verse 9. For what man is there of you whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? So we're giving him. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask? Maybe you ask your natural father for things to make. They give them to you. They give them to you. Turn with me now. Chapter 6, verse 17. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. Why is this? For what giveth us richly all things to enjoy? Why am I sharing this with you? Because I want you to understand that God Himself. And how can you change your life? By doing exactly what God Himself does continuously, and that is you. Turn with me to Psalm 84. Psalm 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will what? Give grace and what? Glory. And what is it? Know what? Will He withhold from them that do what? So is God a giver? So here we have God who exemplifies giving, the highest order of giving by giving His Son. Now I said, you want to change your life? What's the first thing you must do? Give yourself to God. You want to change your life? You need to give your life to Christ. You need to give your life completely and totally and submit to His authority, to His lordship in all areas of your life. Because by then doing that, by giving yourself, by submitting to God, you open yourself up to all the blessings in the kingdom. Because now, if you give, you take the whole bunch of it, all things become new. You change your life. You are a new creation in Christ. You are new. Everything is made again. I'm not saying that life is going to be easy. I'm not saying that life is going to be without challenges. What I am saying is, if you want to change your life, first give it to me. That situation you're in, that lifestyle you're in, that problem that you cannot fix, and you tried everything. And I'm not talking about serving God with lip service. I'm not saying that calling yourself a Christian because you have a head knowledge of God will save your life. What I'm saying is, if you want your life to change, you must have a relationship with God. An intimate relationship where He knows you as His child, His son, His daughter, where you fellowship and you commune with Him and you have left the things of this world. For God I will live, and for God I will die. Regardless of what my mother says, my father says, or what my friend says, I am going to do what God says because I am totally 100% committed to Him. Why do I say that? If you want to change your life, first submit to God. Why? Because He will never leave you. Nor forsake. He knows the end from the beginning. He has all power in His hand. He will not withhold any good thing from you if you walk upright. That's why I said, how to change your life. First, give your life to God. Now, once you've done that, you committed, and now you are an adopted child, and now you are in the kingdom of God. You changed your life, and that was for the unbeliever, but now I'm talking to the believer. Because salvation is one thing, but sanctification and growing is a whole another aspect. We may be saved and sanctified and on our way to heaven, but how many of us would like to have a little bit of our blessing right here on earth? God has promised that He will do that. He will give you the desire of your heart. And so now I want to talk to the believer. How can you change your life? How can you change your current situation? How can you change where you are right now? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God, and as dear children, be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and has what? Given Himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet melody. For the believer, you want to change your life? Be like God and be. So many of us don't want to give, and I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about your time, your talent, your gift, all that God has endowed and blessed you with. Why do we want to hold on to them and not give them away? When we see our brothers and sisters in need of a word that we have, or something that we have that we can share with them, we want to hold on to it and John 10:10, God says, I am come that ye may have life and have life more abundantly. Acts 20:35, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. So what do you have right now that you can give to somebody? And you say, well, why do I want to give something to somebody? And God bless me with all this. Isn't it just for me? God just doesn't bless you for you. He blesses you so that you can be a blessing to other people. Even your trial and your tribulation is a blessing. Because in every lesson, there is a blessing. In every lesson, there is a blessing, and that blessing needs to be shared with someone. Why did God give it to you? Because He knew you could endure it, and He knew you would come into contact with somebody that was going to be faced with that same challenge in that situation. So now you have a word of encouragement that you can give. You see, giving is all about the person receiving it, because if you give somebody, life can be changed. Imagine this, you give somebody a pair of shoes that they didn't have any. Their life has been changed. They don't have to walk around on hot pavement anymore. They can enjoy the comfort of a pair of shoes that you didn't even need. But why don't we want to give? But we want our life. You may say, well, I don't have a lot to give. But the little that you have can impact the world. That little word that you can share can impact the life of an individual and keep them from doing something wrong. That word of God that you can share and give, because the word of God is given freely to you, can stop that person from committing suicide. But yet we want to hold on and not minister and not give what God has given us to give. We have to understand our purpose in life. We may say, well, it's too small, it's insignificant. Well, I'm reminded of a little boy who had a small, insignificant little life. In the midst of 5,000 hungry people, he was the only one that had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and he gave it freely, and because he gave it, impacted the lives of thousands. It impacted the lives of thousands, and that piece talks about through this body, or through time. We're still talking about this little boy because he gave it. And he gave it, and God blessed it. So how can I change my life? Turn with me to the book of Acts. And here I'm talking about believing. Because we are here to make a difference. How many of you ever just did a random act of kindness for somebody? Did it make you feel good or gain a thing? Did you just feel like, wow, that's and you weren't looking or expecting anything, but it changed your life. See? We should give more. Acts chapter 3. Remember, I said, Brother Lee talking about money. Because we sit here and we come and we hear the word of God and we get scripture on the inside of us and we get so full and we're supposed to have so much of God's power and the Holy Spirit on the inside. But when we walk out of here, we can't even give the man or woman on the street a word from God. We can't give them something that demonstrates the power and the love of our God. We want to hold on to it, but God says, give it away. Give it away, because freely I gave it to you, because if you give it to somebody else, then they can internalize it, they can have it, and they can share it, and life can be so much better. So giving impacts other people. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Let me give you a little backdrop. Verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Peter, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Here we have this man who had an issue since he was born. How many of y'all know people that have issues all day? And if the word from the Lord can change your situation. But we don't want to give a word from the Lord because we are either fearful or scared that they might not listen. Or we may be embarrassed, or we may not even know enough what we profess to be Christian. But here's what happened. Peter and John, they went up there, and this man was there in need of help. Verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and what? Have I what? I'll tell you right now. You ain't got no money. Been there at the temple, begging all of his life. But the believers came by. The men and women of God came by. Holy Ghost filled person came by. And they said, hold on. I ain't got no money. I'm just using today's vernacular. But it's King James Version says, but such as I have, I don't have a whole lot. Grandparents didn't have a whole lot of time, but what they had, they did. They never seemed to be without. I would go to my grandma's house, and I know they weren't rich, they weren't in there, but you were never hungry at that grandma's house. You were never without cover and warmth and heat and something to drink at grandma's house. She may not have had a soul warm, but she had some lemons and limes growing on the tree. And she had some pure cane sugar and some cool water in it. And I tell you, just a little bit, you have some good old lemonade and lime. Y'all don't know about that. Y'all don't know about that. But the little that she had, she gave. I see you in your situation down there. I know you want some money. You've been begging all your life. But I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to be honest with you, man. I ain't got no money to give. But guess what I have? I don't have any money, but that which I have, I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to give it to you right now. You see, because sometimes what we have is better than money. What we have can change their situation better than just giving them a piece of cheese. You ever stop to take time for those people with the signs on the side of the road just to take an opportunity and minister to them? They want some money, but I don't have any money, but what I got, I can give to them. And what I got can change their life. And he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. What did they do? It wasn't money. They gave the power of Jesus Christ. They gave the power of the Holy Spirit. And guess what? He took him by the hand, the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple where walking and leaping and what? Praising God. And this whole concept of giving, what happened? They didn't have any money, but they gave the power of the anointing of Jesus Christ. And what happened? This man's life changed. Not only did his life change, but those around him that saw him knew he had been in that situation, but a life-giving word given from a Christian changed the whole thing. You want your life to change? Give a little bit. Give like your father. And you say, Pastor Preston, that's good. You want me to give, but you just don't know my situation. Maybe so. I don't know your situation. but God does. And now I'm going to really test it. Will that person that may be in a situation at work, on the job, people all over, doing them wrong, professor, not realizing the situation? And what do you want me to give to them? How do you want me to act? How can I change this situation that I'm in? You don't know my situation. That's good. We're talking about all this stuff. But my situation right now, dealing with folks, has me in a precarious situation. They don't like me. They're doing bad things to me. How can I change my situation? Turn me to the book of Romans. I'm just kidding. Romans chapter 12. Those folks say you're going to challenge your religion. You're in a hard place. Romans chapter 12. Verse 20. Therefore, if thy enemy hungry, what? Get that boy from me. This one is going to be hard right here. See, you want to change your life, but the enemy is riding you. He is on you. But the word of God says, get it something. You want to change it like a thing? Oh, if he thirsts, what does it say? The world wouldn't say that. The world said, cut it off. But Jesus said, give. Yeah, y'all, I told you, I'm just teaching today. Oh, it says, for what in doing so, thou shalt be cold of fire on you. If you do this, they're going to be burning up. Your life will change. Oh, come on. Can I get an amen? Why you want to change your life? I got to give you a backdrop on this. And he's been told, Jesus came from, I do believe that he just in custom where people who had done bad things and were being shown their openly guilt and shame would walk around with hot coals on the top of their head. They were all right to demonstrate their shame. So now the Bible is just showing you this illustration. You know what? What's some charcoal in that blue and white? The case here. How many of y'all can actually think about putting some paint out there, throwing some lighter fluid on it, throwing a match on it, and walking around with it on top of your head? Well, God is saying if you give, they'll burn up with shame in your life. So what am I saying? The scripture says it in verse 21. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil what? You want your life to change. You got to do it. Sometimes it's hard, but you still got to do it. You got to give them a little more prayer. Even though they doing you bad and you're in a very tough situation, God is saying, just give and watch me take care of myself. That's why I said at first you got to give your life to God, because when you give your life to God, then you become His child. And when you become His child, He will take care of you. All you got to do is just obey His word and do what He said. He said, give. Your enemies, don't worry about that. I got you. Let them keep on going, because in a little while, I'm going to give you something. God will give you what? Grace to endure. See, He's a giver. He's going to give you grace and the strength to endure. So while He's giving you that grace and strength to endure, you just give Him some food. Give Him some water. Because at the end of the day, end of the day, you may be a boss. At the end of the day, you may be the owner of the company. At the end of the day, God may even release you from there and take you to somewhere where they wanted to go. But because they were doing you wrong, God say, I just gotta burn you up and put my daughter in that position, my son in that position. If you want your life to change, I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about gifts. Whatever you have to give, gift. You want that person to get off your back, treat them with loving kindness. I was just watching this show with my wife the other night, this whole road rage thing. And people getting upset, and the easiest way to get through it is to give them some loving kindness. And just go on about your business. So what am I saying today? If you don't know the Lord and you want your life to change, give your life to Him. Completely submit to His lordship, His authority, where He then becomes out of nothing. Y'all can go study that word right there. God becomes out of nothing. And once He is Lord of your life, you get into some situations, so you don't change your life. Just give it. Give to the hurt. Because guess what? I'm going to supply all your needs according to, not out of, but according to His riches in glory. Thank you.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.